Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, a funny thing happened in our neighborhood store the other day. You see, the dealer was... Well, listen, here's what I heard when I stepped into his store.
Now, listen, Mr. Wilson, what do you know about washing clothes?
But, Mrs. Smith, I'm only telling you what this new does can do.
And I say, who ever heard of washing dirty work shirts and rayon slips with the same granulated soap?
But that's the whole idea of does. It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wash.
You mean I can use does for my rayons and fussy colored washables?
That's right. Does is safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
And yet it'll get dirty work shirts clean and towels white?
Absolutely. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you. Actual tests prove that Does gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Well, remember, I don't want to do any hard scrubbing.
Lady, you don't have to. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than new Does.
Well, I still don't understand how any granulated soap can do so much.
Say, pardon me, but maybe I can help this lady right about Does.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, I'm the announcer on the Does radio program.
Oh.
You see, Does is a brand new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap.
Sure. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Does. In fact, you can tell the difference in Does right in the tub.
How?
Why, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Does makes more suds that build up faster, and last twice as long.
Yeah. This Does sounds like it has everything.
It has, and does everything in the wash, too. Just try it. Ask for the big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Does. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, for a week now, Rosie Goldberg has been falling. A great plunge from childhood into young womanhood. And below is the face and form of Walter Jerome. Walter's a young man staying with Dr. Cater. He's become Sammy's friend, and Rosie, well, Rosie's carrying on, to say the least. Right now, she's talking on the phone to Walter, and Jake is beginning to time the conversation and find strange meanings in it, too. Meanings he doesn't like at all.
Rosalie. Rosalie, Papa said it was enough.
Oh,
am I getting it? Papa's getting nervous.
Why?
Papa wants to sit on the table for tea. It's a lovely conversation on the telephone.
All right.
All right.
Hello?
Make it very short already.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Maybe somebody wants to call Papa, Rosie.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Do you think so?
Jay?
Jay. Rosie, you're still talking on the telephone?
Why, so let her talk, dear darling. So let her talk. It's not long distance.
And if it's short distance? Where does all the conversation come from on such a short acquaintance?
Well, so let them talk, dear. But what is the difference? Long acquaintance, short acquaintance. The telephone rang, so she went to the telephone. And then it's for her, so she's talking on the telephone, dear. What's the difference? Long or short acquaintance? Acquaintance. If it disturbed you, so I'll close the door.
You didn't hear me use the word disturb, did you?
No, I didn't hear you use the word disturb. I didn't hear it.
Would a cup of tea be of great effort?
Why should it be for me, for you?
Merely a question.
Oh, man, it's in the question. It's not an effort. It's a pleasure.
Molly, will you please tell her it's enough already?
Rosalie, it's time to hang, no?
Mama?
It's time that you're hung already.
Sibyl, in a minute, sister. Sibyl, in a minute. Sit down. Relax yourself. I'll serve you tea. Cream or lemon, Jake?
Why cream, when you know I always use the lemon?
I thought maybe today you'd be vice versa.
Is that even very
nice, Mama? What was that you said?
I didn't hear.
Why didn't you hear when I heard?
Something about the family.
Why don't you have to mention
what
the family?
What did she say? Don't you think we're a nice family?
You see how you did hear?
So what was it if I heard? So what was it if I heard? I said I didn't hear because I didn't want to think I heard. Well, I thought for the minute I didn't hear. So if I did hear, so I heard it was a passing remark.
Why mention family on such a short acquaintance?
Friendship.
Molly,
says clearly. Don't start with the Marley. Don't start with the Marley, please. Yes. If Rosalie didn't get telephone calls, so it would also be Marley. So somebody, a nice young man, a gentleman, saying you saw the gentleman was introduced to you by Dr. Cater, a senior and junior. He comes with a reputation for the background, a wonderful young man. So he says, telephone, he calls. He said, hello. So I said, what? So what? Says, I'll kill you.
Kill yourself, too. Alone, I won't drink. Rosie, turn off.
Please, let the child talk.
If she has so much to talk about, let her invite him here, and we'll all talk.
Very well, then. Rosalie, invite Walter here.
Don't take me literally, Marley, please.
I didn't take you literally. Yes. Thank you, but you said I should tell him to come. Yes. Are you still on the phone, Rosalie?
Yes,
ma'am. And I'll tell him to come. Marley, I see the writing on the wall, Marley.
Don't tell him that, please. Hello? Hello, Walter?
Look out, Sporty. Cordy, lay down.
I just said come over and have dinner with us in a casuality day, Dick.
I don't care which way you said it, Marley. It shouldn't have been said.
Why, Dick?
I don't have to encourage. What I know should be discouraged.
Yes, it is. Why should it be discouraged, Jack? Why? So what? Who came in? Oh, family came in already. You're coming here, family. I'm still in top. I'll kill you, too.
Who's Rosie talking to, Ma? Walter?
Yes.
He must be quite a conversationalist.
He's a gentleman with very good manners. You don't think he'd hang up on her?
Marley, will you go in there and put a period on the conversation?
I'll give family his tea. Rosie.
Oh, leave her alone, Ma.
Thanks, sugar.
No, I don't want any tea, Ma.
Didn't you just say?
No, I didn't say. You said, Ma.
Oh.
What's the giggling about?
Take, please. Bobby, you're making me nervous. Take, please.
I'm making you nervous?
Yes, you're making me nervous. Do you want to use the telephone, Greg? You're expecting some important calls from New York long distance or short distance. You're expecting the mill to call you. Say so. Go into Rosie. Say you expect to call you very fast. It's too high. Here, take the tea. Bring the tea. I'll close the door for you. Just go. I'll bring the tea upstairs in the room. The silent telephone. But what is wrong with the telephone? Rosie, it's enough for the young man. You're also nervous about it.
Well, I don't let this thing go too far.
What do you mean by far? Why?
She's only a kid, Pa. She's pretty and very nice to talk to, and she looks grown up, but she's only a baby yet. Every nice-looking boy that comes along gives her a chance to get a new crush. And one of these days, it's going to be serious.
It's human nature, Sonny.
I know, Pa, but after all, Walter's only here for a while. All his interests are back in New York. He's got a career ahead of him. Rosie's a baby.
But she has her own mind.
Yeah, we don't have to encourage it.
I don't want to encourage it.
Discourage it,
Tom. I intend to.
It's the best thing to do. After all, Walter isn't just anybody. Somebody without any background or connection. He has a family.
I realize that.
And a mother.
So?
Well, Pa, there are all kinds of mothers.
That I know, too.
And Walter's mother is a very special kind. She's made a great success of her life. She started the business. She built it up. She's on the top now, and she's a perfectionist. She wants everything about her to be perfect, the best of its kind. And that includes her son. That's why Walter's here in Lastenbury.
Why is he here in Lastenbury?
You know, it's a peculiar thing. I mean, Walter was doing just what his mother wanted all along. He went to the best schools. He was top man and everything. And then one day, Walter realized that he wasn't living his life, but the life his mother wanted him to live. The minute that happened, his mother started bringing all kinds of pressure on him. Walter resisted. Things got pretty bad. And if it hadn't been for Christopher Cato, who got Walter to come up here, well, nobody knows what might have happened.
And how does that affect us?
I don't want Rosie falling into that situation because she's a romantic kid.
Probably. I don't want her falling into that situation for any reason. She is a child.
Yeah, but she thinks she isn't.
So we'll change her thinking.
She's saying goodbye nearly already.
It's time, no? Tammy, I want you to tell Mama what you told me.
What, Tammy?
There's nothing to tell.
Exactly how you told it to me, tell it to Mama.
I just said
You can listen, Molly and Lorraine.
Yes. So what is it?
No. Go on. Speak. This is long time. The chicks are learning to chicken. Listen with an open mind, Molly.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, Ma.
So what do you want to say? Mommy, Johnny, how can I do the house? Family one.
Not now, Ma.
Mommy, Johnny, I love you.
All right, Molly. All right, I believe you. Mommy, Johnny, can you think I'm still wearing my blue formal?
Your formal?
Uh-huh. For what?
The school dance?
I'm not taking you.
You don't have to.
No?
No.
Walter asked him.
No, I asked him.
And Rosie's happy and lovely face smiles into the faces of her family. It seemed natural and easy for her to invite a boy whom she likes, whom she's learning to like very much. Her head is way up in the clouds. But below the cloud bank is Jake. And near Jake is Fanny. And they're not happy about it at all. Now, just between you and me and your dish pan, are you using a halfway soap for dishes? You are if it's a bar soap because it doesn't have real seeds. Or if it's a tough granulated soap, it keeps you on safety for your hands. Well, don't put up with such halfway soap. Change to New Does today. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Wait till you see how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Why, no other leading granulated wash day soap treats your hands with such extra kindness. Yet, you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scarring. Yes, you can see the difference in Does right in the sun. It has everything for dishes. So, do them with Does today. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Rosie's excitement proceeds to grow rapidly, and Jake's anxiety increases twice as fast. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of water.